Cold rain spits off the dock lights and darkens the concrete under your boots. On pallets in front of you sit 2 tons of donated ground beef, still wrapped, still pink at the edges. The truck's digital log just printed a jagged temperature graph. The refrigeration unit failed on the highway. The meat sat at 46 degrees for 3 hours. Federal health guidelines are blunt. Raw meat held above 40 degrees for more than 2 hours must be destroyed. Sarah, the shelter manager, is right beside you, soaked through, staring past the pallets to the line outside. 300 people are wrapped around the block in the freezing rain. "If you toss this," she says, voice tight, "we serve stale bread and water tonight." You check the probe again. The internal temperature is 41 degrees now. If the kitchen cooks it thoroughly, it would almost certainly kill bacteria. But if even one person gets sick, the city could launch a health audit that shuts the mission down permanently, and then nobody gets meals here. Down in the alley, the municipal landfill truck has already backed in. Its engine idles, ready to take the pallets away. Sarah presses the intake clipboard into your hands. "Everyone is waiting on your signature. What's your call?"